Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, listening audience. Hey, and thank you, Isaiah, so much for introducing the show, as you do such a great job each and every time I come on the air, and it just makes me so proud to be your grandfather. Boy, 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 watching you grow up and watching you move and walk through this life, oh, you just inspires me so, so much. Hey, listen, audience, we want to thank you for tuning in this morning, the Sunday morning, the gospel of working for home. And we want to thank the 27,539 listeners who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101. You know, we have a dynamic lineup that we go through during the week, and, you know, I kick it off on Sunday mornings with the gospel of working from home. And this morning, basically, we ask people to come out and fellowship with us. And our theme this morning is called Picking Up Your Blessings. So, you know, hey, we thank you for joining us for this empowering message, and we bless for you. We wish for you blessings without number and all good things without ends. As our beginning was good, so shall our development be good throughout eternity if we dare struggle, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. Peace and greetings, everyone, and I want to thank people again for tuning in this morning and say the theme of the show is called Picking Up Your Blessings. You know, hey, we need to be, first of all, thankful and mindful of the fact that all of us listening this morning, we're still in the land of the living. God hasn't called us home yet. That means he still has great works and things intended for you. Your life is not finished yet, you know, and so, you know, it's so, so important that, you know, that we be thankful and mindful that we still got some work to do. You know, God has blessed us to be here today so that we can continue to do the things that we need to do. I want to start off this morning with a poem from a good friend of mine and one of my mentees. We went to college together, and while we was in college, you know, some of you know that have been listening to this show, you know that I was a student leader and was, you know, very, very influential in a lot of things back in 1977 through 1980 at the University of New Orleans. And one of my mentees, a good friend who was wanted to become a pastor, his name is Charles Garrison, and he is a pastor now. I mean, doing tremendous, tremendous work. So I'm so proud of you know, him and what he's doing. This is a poem that he shared with me, and I'm going to share it with you, the listening audience, this morning as we get the day kicked off. It's called The Strength to Face Today. The dawning of a new day. A new day has come my way, full of joy or sorrow. I know I cannot say, but whatever be the challenge, I know that if I pray, I'll have the power that I need and the strength to face the day. No one knows what a day will bring. It may be sunshine or it could be rain. But whatever be the problem, whatever be the pain, if I sing and I pray, my master will give me the strength and courage to face a new day. So, my friends, you too, by grace, have been brand and granted a new day. Filled with joy or sorrow and hope for a brighter day. If you start out singing and you never cease to pray, Almighty God will give you the strength to face the day. And that's by good brother, Pastor Charles Garrison, out of Algiers, Louisiana, which is on the west bank of New Orleans. Those that are familiar with the city of New Orleans know there's a west bank and there's an east bank. The river divides the city. And so, you know, we wanted to start off with that, you know, and understand that, you know, hey, we got to have faith, and, you know, we got to pray for all of the things that we want. Now, you know, our primary focus on here is business, but I like to kick it off. you know, Sunday mornings with this whole piece here. One of the people in the chat room wanted to get a copy of that poem. If you could post your email address for me, then I can make sure I can get that sent out to you. Be kind of hard for me to type it all in right now while I'm doing the broadcast, but send me your email address and I'll make sure that I get a copy of that poem to you. And so as we, you know, get started today, because we're going to talk about some blessings that, you know, that we have for people in terms of what we do business-wise. But before I even go any further, you know, again, I want to call on divine presence to be with us. You know, that when two or more are gathered in his name, he shall be also in our midst and be in our presence. And so this morning, you know, hey, as we gathered here today, it's so, so important that we make sure that we come right, or as one of my other good friends said, is to make sure we come decent and in order, decent and in order. So, you know, we want to make sure today that, you know, that we're approaching the information that we're going to share with people, you know, in a decent and orderly fashion. And so, hey, you know, the other piece is that, you know, from the book of Isaiah, you know, you had my grandson on earlier whose name is Isaiah. If you have faith, nothing shall be impossible when two, that's from the book of Matthew. And then, you know, from the book of Isaiah is, it goes something like this. But they that wait upon God shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So it's important, again, to know where our strength comes from, where our help comes from. Because too often, and this is where I'm ready to get into my business piece for this morning, too often we doubt ourselves. You know, we doubt ourselves. And what I mean by we doubt ourselves is that God to give us a blessing, and then, as my grandmother said, you know, we pray for something, and then we doubt God to take it back. Now, there's people out there, you know, our president, Barack Obama, gave his State of the Union address last week on Tuesday. And, you know, he's, you know, the economy is going the way it's going and all of that. And, you know, one of the things that the president talked about, you know, he talked about the power of the Internet and other things and wanting to be able to create more jobs, enhance American education system. And so, you know, for people that's out there listening, you know, this the platform we have here is Home-Based Business 101. And, you know, we offer a business opportunity. But before I get into that, I just want to talk about me. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about us. You know, where does our strength come from? See, that's why I started off with the point, is that we need to know where our strength comes from. See, when we move away from that base, when we move away from that spiritual base, then we're leaning upon our own understanding. See, and what does it say? Lean not upon your own understanding. Or I like to tease people and say, lean not upon your own misunderstanding. And I'm going to share a story with you from a book called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking. And there's a chapter in there that talks about how to stop worrying. See, when we worry a lot, that means we're not trusting God. And I'm going to get to my business point here in a few minutes. But, you know, I just got to lay the background because, you know, too often we so material that we don't get that balance that we need. The balance that we need, anything you want to do business-wise, social-wise, or whatever, you need to ask for divine guidance. See, if you, when you do that, when you make God your business partner, you hear what I just said? When you make God your business partner, see, you'll see things coming, and you'll get nudges, and you'll get advice, you know, that helps you avoid certain problems. Well, anyway, the story goes like this, you know, it was this gentleman, you know, who was a friend of Norman Vincent Peale's. You know, and the guy, he always had a problem. He was a business person. He always had a problem of worrying and, you know, couldn't sleep and, you know, just always, you know, worrying about what how the outcome was going to come, you know, how things were going to turn out. You know, and so some of us is in the business world, you know, or trying to develop a business or wherever you might be, you know, in the swing of things or the consortium of things in terms of dealing with trying to find your business niche is that, hey, you know, don't worry. You know, it's a song that I like. I know I'm skipping around here. It's a song I like by Bob Marley. It says, you know, hey, three little birds outside my window singing sweet songs or melodies all day long. Singing, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. See, you know, every little thing is going to be all right. And so anyway, the story, you know, again, it's a story. The story goes like this. You know, the gentleman, he said, hey, Reb, he was talking to Norman Vincent Peale, because Norman Vincent Peale is a Christian minister who writes some tremendous positive books. Again, the title book that I'm dealing with right here is called The Power of Positive Thinking. And, you know, so Norman Vincent Peale asked him, well, how did you conquer your worry problem? He said, well, Reb, you know, this is what I do. He said, you know, I start each day off. I have a calendar, not a weekly calendar, not a monthly calendar, a daily calendar. He said, and I put that date up on the wall and the things that I need to get done for the day. He said, and then at the end of the day, I take that off the wall, I boil it up, I throw it into the trash can, and I say the following prayer. He said, what's the following prayer? You say after you boil it up and throw it in the trash can. He says, dear Lord, you gave me this day. I didn't ask for it, but you gave it to me anyway. The things that I accomplished today and did right is when I listened to you. The things that I didn't get done right and went off course is when I didn't listen to you. Well, either way, Lord, this day is over with, and I thank you for it. I'm done with it. I thank you for your blessings. I've learned from it, and now I'm giving it back to you. And he said when he did that, that helped him be able to sleep better at night, you know, worry less, and be able to move forward. And it sort of goes, you know, to another person who was a mentor of mine who wrote a book around something around this. He said, that mentor was Art Williams. He had a book. He wrote a book, and the book is called All You Can Do Is All You Can Do. And Art used to have this saying, all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. Hey, people, don't beat yourself up. All you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. Okay, that's so important for us to learn, because sometimes we make our life too taxing, that we worry ourselves down. And, you know, and I understand, because, you know, I was a victim of that also. You know, the same dog that bit you bit me, the worry ward, you know, you know, because I'm trying to be as responsible as I can for my family, for my wife, and the things that I need to do. And so when things ain't quite going right, I have to remember that, hey, you know, stop worrying and take it to God in prayer. And as my grandmother said always, once you take it there, leave it there. Don't be doubting God. Your arms are too short. They had a play. Your arms are too short to box with God. Don't do that. You know, why would you ask for something, you know, and then take it back? So, you know, it's important that we understand that, that we understand that. Okay, now what I want to do is share with you again. I say we have a tremendous, tremendous business opportunity for those that might be looking for something. For those out there that the economy didn't beat you up, turned you around, you know, and you need to make some extra money. We have what's called a free revolution. Probably say, what's that, Baba Jaheed, a free revolution? We do on this, we give people a business for free. That's phase one of what we do in our business. We got three different phases, but I'm basically going to focus in on phase one, where we give people a free e-commerce business. Now, why is that significant? You might not know this, but last year, on Google affiliate ads, over $60 billion was spent on the internet through affiliate marketing. How much did you get? See, the internet, as President Barack Obama has said the other day in his message, the State of the Union, has changed the face of the earth in terms of things that are going on. Bill Gates says the following. There's only going to be two types of businesses that exist. He said, you're going to have a business on the internet or you ain't going to have a business. He said, everybody has a web presence. You can touch so many more people through the power of the internet. The mere fact that this radio program is a testament to that. It's dealing with the power of the internet. I'm sitting comfortably home in my house, to design my own studio using my computer and my telephone. I'm able to broadcast a radio show, and through the power of broadcasting this radio show, over 27,000, as of to this date, 27,539 people have tuned into a show that is done on this platform. And that's why I've been able to track some other hosts. We got tonight at 9:30 Eastern time. We got Gail Walker, who'll be doing her show, The New Yorker. You know, for those people up there in New York, the Big Apple, like to keep up with things going on up there. You know, tune into that. During the week on Fridays, my wife does her show, The Desaris Love Show. And then we have Miss Ruth Bradford, who does right now, we have Ruth Bradford, who also does MLM piece, MLM view. And so, you know, that's really, really, you know, what's going on. We're using the power of the internet. And, for those that's in the chat room, when I go to close the show and put on the theme music, just hang with us. And I should have enough time while the theme music is playing when we close out this morning to type in the poem, The Strength of a New Day, and then you can copy and paste it and put it into a Word document. Okay, so bear with me and hold on. We got right now we're broadcasting. We got about 12 minutes left. I got about 7 more minutes of content, and then I'm going to go into putting our theme song on. But again, I'm saying the power of the internet, and what we do is we offer a business opportunity where a person can take advantage of the power of the internet for free, for free. You hear what I said? For free, for free. I'm going to post the website in the chat room for people to be able to look at, and they can go to that website either after the show or during the broadcast, and you can sign up and get a free home-based business. Now, why is that important? Because, one, is that you're going to be impacted by the greatest market shift that is taking place right now. Some people say, well, you know, I'm not interested. You don't have to be. See, we're in front of a curve. What I mean by being in front of a curve, retail has gone to the internet the same way travel has. People say, well, you know, they got some people shopping online. It's gone. See, you can be in front of this curve. See, because it's going to be two ways you're going to deal with it. Either you're going to deal with it as a customer or a merchant. We're giving you an opportunity today where if you go to www.zamzoo.com/movementsunlimited, you can sign up for free and get a free site. No strings attached. Don't ask you for no money. We don't even ask you for your Social Security number. See, so there's no infringements upon your privacy, and you can check it out, try it out, give it a test. You know, and you know, we'll get with you and go over some more details once you signed up. You know, we'll get with you. But the main important thing that I want to get out there today for those people that are looking, this is a blessing that we got for you, a free gift. Now, some people say, well, you know, I don't think I can do good in business. I don't know if that's for me. You know, I need to check it out. I need to Google myself. You know, you just hear what I just said. Now, let me break that down, what I'm talking about. Some people, God will give you a blessing. You walk away from it because you think you're not ready to handle it. You don't know what your potential is until you go and move on your potential. I never forget the first day in college when I had to speak to an audience and my knees were shaking. Woo, boy, I can remember that day so clearly. See, but once you get over what you fear, you move on. You know, I don't have no problem speaking to audiences. You know, other than that, I wouldn't be on here doing this. But speaking to audiences and getting out, but that first time, I ain't gonna lie to you, my knees were shaking. They was wobbly. You know, I was scared. I started perspiring because I was taken out of my comfort zone. And see, there's things in life that you're going to need to do. Is you're going to need to take yourself out of your comfort zone. See, and you can never Google your potential. See, you can Google other things. So people say, you know, I need to research this. You can't research yourself. You either just, you know, you got to just, as Les Brown said, you know, you got to get in the water and swim. You got to get in the water and go for a swim. You know, and, you know, free is free. And so free don't hurt anybody. That's what we mean about a blessing that we have for you this morning. And you, people, you can go there. Again, that's www.zamzufreeagent.com/movementsunlimited. And when you go there and you click sign up for free, you'll be able to get a free e-commerce business and travel store in which now, as Warren Buffett says, anything you use, you should be able to get a piece of the action. See, that means if you're going to go to Walmart and shop, you can do it from off your own site, and now you'll get cash back and 30% of the vendor commission. You heard me right. Cash back and 30% of the vendor commission. Hey, if you like going to sporting events, we got a site on there, Tickets Now, your very own Ticketmaster. Sporting events, concerts, all of those type events, you can go on there and you can book your tickets, and you'll get 30% of the vendor commission and cash back. On my Facebook page this week, you know, hey, I've been promoting Super Bowl tickets because it's 2,300 and some left. And I got tickets. Yeah, from off of my site. You know, and if you sign for a free site today, you have Super Bowl tickets that you can market. All you do is you go in to Tickets Now, you pull up that site, and you can link it to your Facebook page or whatever social networking you're doing, or just, you know, through emails. And some people say, well, you know, I don't know if nobody got that kind of money to go to the Super Bowl. Again, go see the movie about Facebook. Understand Yahoo. Understand Google. The playing field has been leveled for all of us. You're listening to this program via the Internet. Take advantage of the greatest market shift in human history. That's what's going on right now in our day and time. We're in front of the curve. In front of the curve. See, there's never going to be another moment like this. This is the wave. In other words, you can ride a wave right now and make some serious, serious money. I'm not even going to talk about the kind of money you can make because I don't want to scare people on here. I don't want people to think, you know, I'm just blowing up figures. But if you understand the premise and understand what's going on and how the Internet has changed the way we do everything today. And Bill Gates said, business owners, either going to have, if you don't have a web presence, you don't have a business. So it's important that you understand, again, the power of the Internet, the gift that we're giving out today, where you can go to www.zamzufreeagent.com/movementsunlimited, and you can sign up for free and get your web presence known. We have over 700 retail stores that have partnered with us. We are a publicly traded company. See, so we ain't no fly-by-night company. And the founder of this company, I mean, he's got some great visions of things that he wants to be able to do for people over the next 10 years. But when you go and you get your free site, you and any people that you know that shop off of your site, you'll get back 30% of the vendor commission. That's cruises, hotels, rental cars, stores that you're already familiar with. One store that I use a lot because, you know, I have a printer and I print out, and those of you that got computers, you need ink. I have a store in there called InkPlusToner.com, and when I go to that store, I get 14.25% cash back plus commission. I get my ink sent to me, no sales tax, free shipping, And my cartridges are cheaper than when if I go to Staples or Office Depot and buy the same cartridge. See, again, as Warren Buffett said, anything you use, you should get a piece of the action. Right now, there's things that you're using and you're not getting a piece of the action. Hey, we got AutoZone on there. You need a part for your car. You can go and you can order it online from AutoZone and get your part and pay yourself. I mean, there's several stores that we have on the site, and I'm not going to try to go through all of them right now. I'm just giving you a preview and let you know about a blessing that we have for you that you can take advantage of today, not tomorrow, but today. Okay, and that's going to bring me to wind down time, and then I'm going to put on the theme music here in a second. And for those of you that wanted a copy of The Strength to Face a Day, stay in the chat room, and I'm going to type that out. I should be able to get it typed up before we go off the air here. And I want to leave you with this. If you have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. If you have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. So make sure you maintain your faith. Or as Adam Clayton Powell used to say, keep the faith, baby. I see we do have a call on here. I don't know if they have a question or comment, but I'm going to open the line in case they do as I wrap up before I put on my theme song. Yes, sir. Kevin, you have a question or comment?
No, I was just trying to get my sound together, and I just now got it in. So
okay.
Signing up
okay.
Now.
Okay, great. And I'm going to in the chat room, I'm going to get ready to type out that poem that you wanted or you know that you requested. Just keep the chat room open, and then you can copy and paste that and put it into a Word document. Okay.
Sounds good.
All
God
right.
Bless.
Hey.
Brother.
God bless you. Hey, and thanks for tuning in and being a part of our listening audience this morning. Go and sign up for that free gift, and when you do that, I'll have a way to be able to contact you and you know, and be able to explain that more to you and get some information to you so you know how to take advantage of it, all right?
Will do.
All right. Okay, people, I'm going to put on my theme song here, which you know is called It's My Time, and make it your time in life, and, you know, hey, God bless you.
That's calling me to wake up to what I want. hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
Okay, that ends our broadcast for today. Those in the chat room, stay in and really type in the last verse of the poem, Strength to Face the Day. And again, we thank everybody for tuning in.